שלהם בועז בו.
ואני מן העדים, a person that has to wear certainly a malbushet, a garment for Shabbos, and really, a person has to wear tashit, really, something which adorns a person. But Chazal made a gzeira. Chazal were worried that if we allow a person to wear jewelry, so then the person might take it off. He might show it to someone. It was a common chashash, it looks like, that a person might take off to show their friends. In Rosh Hashanah, yeah, the character in Rosh Hashanah, so you take it off, you show your friend what you're wearing, and you carry on walking with the person. And that way, you're doing the Issa Hitzah. So Chazal allow jewelry to be worn on Shabbos. We said already, though, at the time, Chazal did allow the very rich ladies who used to wear certain ornaments which crossed their foreheads, that Chazal said you're allowed to wear. Because since the rich ladies used to wear this, and they didn't have this chashash, they didn't normally take off their jewelry, they were always, well, I had jewelry always with them, there was no chashash to show it off. So already at the time of Chazal, it's interesting, there was certain jewelry that was allowed for wealthy people. The Maisa, Shai is what happens nowadays. What happens nowadays? The Machaber is not. The Machaber doesn't really like this thing of people wearing jewelry on Shabbos. And Shim Kimosibir Ches. The Machaber's got different attaining why people don't do it, but he's not really very happy. He starts off, one is that we haven't got Rosh Hashanah nowadays, maybe that, what other Hetzer was, there was a few attaining. One Hetzer was that we haven't got Rosh Hashanah in. Also, Mutis Yushaykin, not very good attaining, myself. The Ramah adds another Hetzer, that maybe nowadays it's quite common for Tashi to be worn, so we don't have to shush. It's not ideal. The Meister, the Minnik Ha'olim looks like, the Poskim say that Minnik is that, we'll do better than others. What? I told you, someone told me in his family, the Meister don't wear jewelry on Shabbos, actually. But it's a chiddush, you don't see the Poskim advise us at all, that person in Machmeh, not to wear jewelry. But the general thing seems to be that people do wear jewelry, that seems to be the general thing, ladies do wear jewelry. That's a big shout with men, is there an issue of men to wear jewelry? The general minute generally is that is that normally women are maker to wear jewellery, and men, if they can, they should try to be maker not to wear jewellery. Jewellery which serves two purposes, that was the apostles we were at, serves two purposes of jewellery. The marshal, a watch, for example, it's serving the time, and it's also serving as ornaments. That depends what you're wearing, of course. It depends what you're wearing for. If you're wearing it to tell the time, then there's a shayla of mice whether you have to wear it on Shabbos. The mice has got something, it's a malbush, but the mice, many possible say it's a tashit, and if you're wearing it only for the time, you're not wearing it for a jewelry purpose, that could be a problem. The criteria would be, is would you wear it if the watch is not working?
So how do you tell the time if it's not working?
You have to ask someone, you have to stop someone asking the time, you can't lie, you've got a problem, you can't tell the time.
That's the proof that you're not working.
Yeah, so that's an interesting thing. Many ladies will say the mice don't wear a watch when it stops the mice. They tell you that's part of their attire, that's how they want to be, and therefore the mice, they'll carry on wearing it. Okay, that's what we said already last time. Okay, that was more or less than that's what last time. But also interesting, this thing, I saw another one, I was there, this jewellery, this like a pearl bracelet, very interesting pearl bracelet actually, which you hang a key onto is actually. So there's two sorts it looks like. One sort is where the pearl bracelet is made with two ends, with a little hook, and the key goes in the middle and it hooks together. That looks is much better. That's like a Shabbos belt, really. Even though it's not a Marmitak Shabbos belt, because it's not a belt that you're wearing is a malbush. That's already much easier to wear. When you're wearing a tachshit, that's already a thing. You have to ask, I asked the lady actually, would you go to a chasna dressed like that?
What?
This bracelet, this pearl bracelet around your hand with a key hanging down. I doubt it. She said she would. I must say, it's very, I also agree.
Same with the fancy key ones that the people.
The brooches as well, yeah, the brooches or whatever. The same thing actually. If people make them into a key, they want to wear them on Shabbos. The same criteria. Would they wear a chasna? I'm saying Shabbos belt better because that's a malbush. A belt is a garment. So once it's doing a belt function, it's much easier to wear on Shabbos. Even though you use it as a battle, let's say, you can combine it, even though it's not really much of a thing, but the mice, that's really much better. That is allowed. But these
things. You've got the key hanging down.
There's two things. One is
really. Across.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, that's true. If you use two parts of the key, that's much better. That's very important. I think that's not true for what?
Hang down
is mummy's weird. So we go to a castle with a hang down.
It's more weird.
Yeah, it's true. Go to a castle hang down. Off. I mean, the ladies have to should wear it to go to a castle.
I don't know, what are you talking about? I'm sorry.
Sorry, much?
Do you mind me asking what you're talking about?
I said it's a very strange thing. I only saw it first time around 2 weeks, the last week, last Shabbos. It's like a bracelet, Moshi.
Yeah.
Which is, the two ends stick together with a key.
It's a key, right.
Can you wear that on Shabbos? That's what we're talking about. Can you wear that on Shabbos?
If there's no Yontif.
And there's no Yontif. And it's not Yontif. Right.
So how do we know to dress? You can't wear that, you have to wear something else.
Okay, so let's move on to today's topic. That was the halachas of, jewellery. Right, that's jewellery. I say men ideally should try not to wear a watch if possible. That's what it looks like. If possible, men should, First of all, a man's much less likely to be attached to something. A woman very often will tell you she won't wear a watch. She will wear a watch even when it stops. A man is very rare. I say, I know someone's got one, I think it's called one of these Rolex watches. He tells them he'd wear it anywhere. I mean, the whole shtick is to wear it, have a Rolex watch, right? That's the whole thing. You know, that's a chiddush, but I say, generally speaking, a man won't wear a watch if it's not working.
That's why that's the pocket watch on the chain.
That's also the same chain watch, but it's not hanging down. Is it? Would you wear that at Kastner? When you go during the week, not Charles?
More posh to wear that.
What?
More posh. You'd be quicker to wear that than a watch. When it doesn't work.
Maybe. I'll say there's no shadow. You know, you see these cufflings, actually. That's much better, cufflings with a watch on them. That's much better. That's mummy's being the shunner. That's mummy's being the shunner to show. It's helping the show on. Or even like the typing, where it's mummy's attached to the thing.
I have one that where it doesn't work for years.
Oh, absolutely. You still wear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's much better, that case. Yeah, that's much better. That's mummy serving the thing, it's attached to the thing.
The watch is different.
What?
I'm talking about a person might wear that, that's already different,
that's all these little tashis, and one has to be careful about it. It's not so posh, these things, what's called a tashis, what's not called a tashis. Right. Okay, what about labels? This is interesting. A label stuck in the begotten. We did touch on this once in Hilchos Kareah. It's a very interesting child, this actually. A person goes to the dry king, for example, and what happens is you pick up your suit from Erev Shabbos, and what happens is they've got a label inside, but I don't know where they put a label in. Either they put it on the inside or the outside. There's two shadows the possible speak about. Sorry, because Shabbos is actually over here. Situations you can have with a laundry tag. Either they stick on the outside or they stick on the inside. Now, if it's stapled in, let's say it's stapled in. So now to undo that staple, one has to ask, what shadow could that be undoing a staple?
So how would they undo the staple?
With a screwdriver. Or the scissors. Or with a knife. What would be the shadow of the staple? What could be the shadow of the staple? Could be trefa. And therefore, to undo the staple might be career. That's the shadow. A person gets a new suit, and he shuts the staple, and it's got a price tag on it. Or a woman gets a new dress, and it's got a price tag on the dress. What happens there? Is that a problem to walk in the street without shovels? It's very embarrassing. Now, first of all, most people wouldn't like it, really. It doesn't look very good to wear.
Pound and pound,
maybe
feel proud of it.
Yeah, it depends. If it's a nice bit of PR, it's still in business. There. It depends on what you're talking about. Right, sometimes the whole shtick is standing on it.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's true. It's true. Sometimes that's
it's a shtick. It's got a name on Dior as well.
Yeah, I don't know what the name is. Yeah, you're quite right. If it's got a name on and a person likes it, that's fakir. That's a miler. That's what he wants. But we're talking about a person doesn't really want it on him. His price tag or the laundry lady doesn't really want it on. It's a must, he doesn't really want it. So it's interesting what he says over here. So here, apparently you'll have 651. He says, Triashon Mechabse, these tags from the dry cleaners, which are stuck on with the staple. Yes, Le Hapkin was there. But Mick and Schoen, you have to first of all discuss different cases. If it's stuck in a place where a person won't take off, let's say something outside the baggage. And most people don't see walking around with this label on their jacket. It looks funny. So the normal thing is, as soon as the person will get it back from the dry cleaners, she will take it off. You wouldn't leave on. So if that's the case, yes, I'll see the chachil and myself. Certainly one should take it off before showers one can. That's certainly the idea. When it gets picked up with dry cleaners, one should take it off. In loy also came, if a person didn't do this, well, I beg it not to, in these instances, it's only Shabbos suit he's got. He's got a Shabbos suit which has come back from a dry cleaner, let's say, and it's got a label on there, dry cleaned, which he doesn't really like. He doesn't want it on there, so you can't call it enhancing the baguette. Yeah? In loy also came, I beg it not to, yes, let make a la freedom now and beg it, I mean this one. Someone takes it off, he's got, I mean this one to take it off. He shouldn't do it from now, or he could take it off. The reason why that is, very interesting swallow this, is there's a swallow to say that something which you can put onto a baguette, but as soon as the receiver gets it, take it off, that's called a Tofesh Ein Shapeil. It's not called a proper tefillah. The Rosh says this, if a person gets something, as soon as he receives it, he wants to take it off. He's in the laundry shop, they might keep it there for a week like that. Because they wait till the person comes and picks it up. So the person who put the laundry man put it on, the dry cleaning, they put it on, they want to leave it on until the guy can pick it up. But the guy who comes to pick it up, the normal reaction of his is to take it off straight away. It's a big shine in the poskim. Do you look at the person who put it on or the recipient? So using this swallow that maybe you could rely on the recipient, he's got another few swallows over here. The first one was ordered within 7 days, also it might be telling the recipient. In this case over here, one could be so much maybe to take it off on chance. Yeah, because it depends. The safety bin might be much better, yeah? Because the safety bin might only take the tool. Depends how it's stuck in. I don't know if you use these plastic things, the ones where we'll see what the plastic. Have you got to use those as well? No, it's always a staple or a safety bin.
I don't use safety bin.
The safety bin, because you go right through, how's it go?
It's a sphere. Is it one
proper sphere? Twice in, twice. Oh.
In and out.
In and out, that's what that is. So that's a big shadow of safety pins. What are safety pins? A company shows that a safety pin is always meant to be a certain small, it's a temporary thing. It's not meant to be a permanent thing.
And with metal, is it automatically,
I could
say
that
it's no thrill with metal?
No. Well, why should I know that?
It's a soft thing, you can
do it
with thread, but metal is a
thrill. Yeah, it's a whole subject with a safety pin. I mean, you can have a safety pin, what's the shadow, what's the safety pin? Yeah, it's not so posh at the rest of this. Where do you go, on the inside, outside the baguette?
What was on the inside?
Inside.
Why is that?
Inside the baguette, why was it inside the baguette? In actually, nips is the chelik penimish la baguette. So if the label is in there inside the baguette, and it's meant to stay there for a long time, one can't take it off on Shabbos, one shouldn't take it off on Shabbos. Then, the shag, if you want to take it off, it could be worse.
Well, that
carry it in the street. What? The state of it is being used for something, it's doing a purpose, and it's part of the baguette. The shayla is interesting. Let's say it's stuck inside the baguette.
I don't know that. That's the shayla. It comes from Masala.
Yeah, that could be worse than that. So you understand? If it's inside the baguette, and he's leaving it in there for now, that could be worse, that shayla. Yeah. That could be shayla. Don't know what you're doing to the place. That's a bit of a problem. What do you do inside?
Couldn't you ask
to take
the label
out
for
the
word?
Who? Goy? Maybe Moshe, you can ask a Goy to take it out. I don't know. You can ask a Goy, Moshe.
Yeah.
And a Goy. Could be. Can you ask a Goy to take it out? I'll check it out. I'm not sure. Let's write down on it. Goy. Take it out.
Could you not ask the non-Jew to take out the statement?
I'm not sure, Moshe, when you could do that. If it's into the
baggage. Some people leave it there and they're not bothered about it, so they can't put it in the baggage. If they're not bothered by taking it off, then it doesn't matter.
But he wants to take off a very simple.
Some people want to take off. Some people not bothered. They leave on. They come back the same paper every time.
It's a problem. If he wants to, if he leaves it in there, he doesn't mind it in there.
It's like anyway, it's like the Shabbos table or whatever. It's not really good. On the other night, it's on the back. Like the hook of it's a.
It's a chiddush. He said people leave their laundry label in there for a long time. It's bottle of the beggar. If it's bottle of the beggar, if you don't want to take it off, it's bottle of the beggar. It's got no chashivas. I've got to check it out at this point, I'm not sure. But the shayla is the inside of the baby, you want to take it off. So if it's, if it could take it off, then let's say it's stuck in there, you can't take it off, then the chayla can't wear the beggar. Yeah, if you can't take off. By the way, if you have, yeah, and imagine these plastic threads, which is sometimes forgotten, washing, you've got the same shiny with a price tag, yeah? Not a laundry label, a price tag, that's the next shiny. We have to do a mega plastic. What? Yeah, that plastic tab is nothing. The plastic tab is not called sewing at all. So you can cut it. So can you use scissors to cut that machine?
Yeah.
That's not so simple.
Why is it not so simple?
What is it? He says, that's not called stuck to the beggars. He says, it's hanging on a bed, it's not this.
He's talking about the river, just be shot in, or he's talking about the same things.
I've got a plastic, like a plastic, you know, when you buy a new suit, something like something, you get a plastic.
Yeah, I used it,
that's no problem. To use scissors to cut it off, it's into shiny, and I said, scissors are moxie, yeah? It's a case like this. So you can use it to go from a comb, but if you can do it another way, if you've got a knife to use, then you have to use a knife. You shouldn't use a case like this if you can use something else. Someone's got an option of using a mux item, case like this, so that's a shiny, and someone's got a hammer, he needs to crack some nuts, you know, to two shiny ones to crack a couple of nuts. So the mice has got an option of using a hammer, or he's got another heter to get a KD, he should use the case heter reel. He shouldn't use the hammer, unless the case heter's not here in front of you, and you have to go and the hammer's
better. The hammer's better.
If it's better, I don't know why it's better, why is it better? I mean, it depends what you've got.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a better cable, it must be better. So the scissors, cutting this plastic off, so it makes no chilek when you use a knife or you use a scissors. So the chilek, if a person's got a knife...
It's safer.
You might be so scared to do it with a knife, and the chilek, if the case of it is better, then the chilek you've got a head to use it. But if it's exactly the same, you can use either one, then the chilek one should use,
When you mash egg, you can use a fork, but you can't use a cable that's made for it, or even set.
That's also the chol. That's a spread to have often too.
Yeah, so maybe on scissors can be the same. Scissors
case like this, but you'll have to use it to make it. Because I'll allow you for muxa to use a case like this. And that's a classic case of a hammer to crack a nut.
Yeah, no, but this is more. So it's a cable that's not.
Also the chol. First of all, I don't think you can make your own the chol.
You can't make your own
the chol.
I don't know if you.
Interesting.
It's nice when you buy new clothes and it's got the labels.
So I'm saying inside, I've got to check out, and inside could be worse because
you get new clothes.
Yeah, exactly, right. And new clothes, don't buy some brand new clothes, it's got a label inside, and also a price tag inside. Yeah, bought from, I don't know, Slater's £150. Yeah. And I'm actually, you want to take it off, most you want to take it off.
Yeah.
So the chay, that's a shy hook, but if you want to take something off.
But why is it not welcome to the thing? Because so you're allowed to take it off, in short.
If it's stable, I'm saying, a lot of people say they'll have to take it off. Let's say it's sewn in. Let's say it's a shiny. Let's say there's a proper shiny, you can't take it off. We've got no. Then let's say you can't take it. You've got nothing available. Language, you've got nothing available to take the staple off. You're in the middle of the street, you realise it. What do you do? When you're in the shoe, you've got to take it off. Can you carry on walking? I don't know the mice. I'm not sure if it's bottom of the beggar in such a case because you want to take it off.
If it's
bottom of the beggar, there's no problem at all.
No problem.
But I'm not sure if it is. I'm going to check this out at this point. I'm not sure if it's bottom of the beggar in this case. The other interesting thing I have to end off with is a very interesting shadow also about reflectors on Shabbos.
Oh.
People, are you allowed to wear these reflectors on Shabbos which light up but when you're walking in the streets?
So if I had a reflector on my Shabbos coat, would I be allowed to
wear it? That's an interesting shadow here. What's a shadow? The shadow is, can it become bottom to the beggar?
What makes the reflector?
It's a material that you stick onto your bag, yeah. You stick onto your garment. You can wear it reflects. It on the coat. The chayin, the shayin, it has become part of the coat. What happens to it? You can't just add anything to your coat. So what is it? It's mashamsh. Is that called mashamsh you? Really, it's meant to protect you. It's out there to protect you. Does that help? The gabbai hilchos shabbos. Can you make something which is not actually on you, but can it protect you? Let's speak about this, John. All right.
About the reflections tomorrow.